Hello, in this short video, we'll walk through deploying a Windows Server 2016 Storage Spaces Direct, or S2D, cluster in the Microsoft Azure Cloud. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a Principal Technical Architect at Microsoft, and you can find me online at keithmayer.com. Well, let's get started. Before deploying the solution, let's take a step back and look at the architecture of what we'll be deploying in Microsoft Azure to support a Storage Spaces Direct cluster. In our Azure subscription, we'll first be deploying a virtual network, and then inside that virtual network, we'll be provisioning two subnets, one subnet for a set of Active Directory domain controllers, and another subnet for our S2D cluster nodes. The Active Directory domain controllers in the AD subnet will both be placed in an availability set so that they're grouped for high availability, spread across fault domains and update domains. In addition, on our virtual network, DNS will be pointed to our Active Directory VMs as DNS servers so that the S2D clusters can find those Active Directory domain controllers in order to join the domain and create the necessary cluster objects. On the data subnet, that's where we'll be deploying our Storage Spaces Direct VMs. We'll be deploying a two-node cluster, but it's also, using the same templates, possible to deploy a three-node cluster as well. We'll be using premium storage disks for high-speed disk I/O performance for our S2D cluster. In addition, our S2D cluster will also be provisioned with an Azure Blob storage account to serve as a cloud witness for defining cluster quorum. To begin provisioning this environment in our Azure subscription, we'll be using a couple Azure Resource Manager templates. One to provision the VNet and Active Directory domain controllers, and then one to provision the Storage Spaces Direct cluster nodes on top of that VNet in the data subnet. So for both of these templates, I'm going to browse out to the Azure Quick Start Templates Gallery. It's a gallery of community contributed templates that have been tested for deploying different resources and solutions into an Azure subscription easily through a templated process. And in the search box in this gallery, I'm initially going to look for a template to help me deploy the VNet and my Active Directory domain controller VMs. So in that search box, I'm just going to begin typing ADDC, and you'll see as I begin typing that it begins limiting my search results automatically to templates that match my search criteria. So there's 10 templates that are returned based on my search results. And if I scroll down to the bottom, we'll see the last template is actually a template that helps me create a new Active Directory domain and VNet. So I'm going to click on that template, and that'll take me into a page that gives me more information on that template itself. Up at the top, I've got a couple buttons to either take this template and deploy it into my Azure subscription, or if I want to see more about the code behind this template, I can also browse out to the GitHub repository where this template's located. Also on this page, I see a description of the various parameters that will be prompted for when I use this template to deploy my Active Directory domain controllers and my VNet. So it'll ask me for some basic properties like storage account and storage account type, the name and address range for my virtual network, my subnet that I wish to deploy my Active Directory domain controllers on, and then information about each of the domain controller VMs, such as the IP address resource, the VM resource, and ultimately down towards the bottom, the domain name of my Active Directory domain, and basic port information for establishing RDP connectivity into my new environment so that I can further configure it if need be to any custom settings I have for domains in my environment. So I'm just going to scroll back up to the top and go ahead and click on the Deploy to Azure button Now that's going to take me over into my Azure subscription in the Azure portal, and it's going to preload that template as a new deployment into my Azure portal. So we'll see that for this template, it first asks me some basics of which Azure subscription I'd like to deploy this to. If I have multiple, I can select the appropriate subscription. And then whether or not I wish to deploy this to an existing Azure resource group or to a new Azure resource group. I'm going to create a new Azure resource group for this deployment just so I can keep it logically organized from other deployments that are also in my same Azure subscription. Finally, it'll ask me to which Azure region do I wish to deploy this template and the associated resources. And in my case, I'll pick our Southeast Asia region. Then down in the settings area, that's where the specific parameters for this template are surfaced. So we'll see the new storage account name. I've already entered in Contoso AD Store 01 as my new storage account name. My storage account type, I'll be using premium storage. A name for the new virtual VNet, virtual network that's going to be created. So I've listed that as demo VNet. An address range, my subnet name for my AD subnet, where I wish my Active Directory domain controllers to be deployed, and then the address range for that subnet. And then I've given out the names and IP addresses of my specific VM NICs, my public IP resource that I'll use for initially establishing RDP connectivity into this environment, and names for each of my domain controller VMs. In addition, I'm also prompted for Active Directory specific information, such as the admin username and password that will ultimately be the domain admin username and password for the new domain that's created. And it'll prompt me for a particular VM size. I'm going to use standard DS2 V2 as my VM size. It'll also ask me to select a particular image and SKU. So I'm going to be deploying with Windows Server 2016 Data Center Edition and an availability set name for the availability set that these VMs are in. Remember, the availability set is used to place these VMs across multiple fault and update domains to promote high availability for the VM infrastructure. Finally, it'll ask me a few basic questions on the DNS prefix for my public IP address and RDP port information for the RDP port where both my primary domain controller and my backup domain controller will be accessible. Once I've completed all those parameters, I'll just scroll all the way down to the bottom and agree to the terms and conditions for deploying into my Azure solution, and then I'll click the purchase button. When I click the purchase button, it'll walk through validating all of my input to make sure that it's appropriate input, and then once the validation is complete, it'll begin deploying that solution into my new Azure subscription. Now, after that template deployment is submitted, it will take a few minutes for it to complete the provisioning of the virtual network, the VMs, and then promote each VM to new Active Directory domain controllers. But right from the Azure portal, we can browse into our new resource group that we created for this deployment and view the resources that are set up and the status of that deployment. So over on the left side of my portal, I'll click on the resource groups icon, and that'll enumerate for me all of the resource groups that are currently deployed in my subscription. And here's the resource group that we had set up for this deployment. So I'll go ahead and click on that. And inside that resource group then, up at the top, we'll see that our deployment has succeeded. And we'll also see all of the resources that were set up as part of this deployment. So starting at the bottom, we've got our new VNet
followed by the storage account that our virtual machine disks are stored within, a public IP address that's associated with a load balancer so that we can initially RDP into these VMs from the public internet to be able to manage those. Now, down the road, if you were to add additional VNet capabilities like a VNet gateway for secure site-to-site connectivity, you could at some point get rid of that public IP address and use your site-to-site connection as a private path into the VNet as well. In addition, we see our VMs, our PDC and BDC VMs, and then the availability set that's used to organize those VMs into a highly available pair that's distributed across fault domains and update domains. Well, let's take a look at the VNet itself. I'm going to click on the demo VNet that we set up through the template. And on that demo VNet, we'll see we have our two connected devices, our network interfaces for the two VMs that are acting as domain controllers. Here are their IP addresses. And as part of this template deployment, those two IP addresses were also added in as DNS servers for our VNet, so that later on, when we deploy our storage spaces direct cluster nodes, they'll be able to find the Active Directory domain by querying DNS so that they can properly join that domain. Now, on this VNet, we do need to set up an additional subnet that we would like to use for deploying our STD cluster nodes. As part of the initial template deployment that we did, we just have the one AD subnet, but based on the architectural diagram we were looking at a few moments ago, we want to also create a new subnet for our STD nodes called the data subnet. So I'll go ahead and click on the plus subnet button up at the top. I'll key in a new subnet name for our data subnet. And optionally, I could alter the address range that's used for this subnet from within our overall private address space that the VNet has been assigned. Now, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave everything else at the defaults, and I'll go ahead and click OK, and it'll add that subnet into our VNet. Okay, so our subnet's added. I'll go ahead and close my blade for my demo VNet. Now let's take a look at the domain controller VM. So we've got two, our PDC and BDC VMs. I'll click on the PDC VM, and we'll see that on the blade for the PDC VM, I've got my common actions for working with this VM up at the top for connecting via RDP, stopping, starting, restarting, capturing as an image, deleting that VM. I also see the public IP address that's assigned to the load balancer that I've provided RDP connectivity into so that I can click on the connect button and establish that RDP connection. So I'll go ahead and click connect, and that'll open up an RDP connection for me. And we'll just pop right in to that RDP session. And you'll notice that I'm looking at Server Manager. And specifically, I'm looking at the Active Directory domain controller list, and we'll see both of our VMs are online as domain controllers. And if I pop over into Active Directory users and computers and look in our domain controllers OU, we'll see both of our computer objects there for each of the domain controllers. So it looks like at this point, we're all set and ready to take that next step of adding our STD cluster nodes into this VNet and Active Directory domain. So let's get started with that next. Okay, now we're ready to deploy our Storage Spaces Direct or S2D cluster to our Azure VNet. So I'm back in the Azure Quick Start Templates gallery, and in my search box this time, I'm going to begin typing S2D for Storage Spaces Direct. And we'll see that we've got the last template in our list as our Windows Server 2016 Storage Spaces Direct cluster. So I'll go ahead and click on that. Very much like the prior template that we had looked at for provisioning Active Directory and a VNet, This template has the same deploy to Azure and browse on GitHub buttons for being able to deploy to our Azure subscription or further browse through the source code that makes up this template in the GitHub repository. And in addition, we've got our list of parameters identified for providing a unique name to this cluster, specifying account types for storage and VM size and number, and also passing in the Active Directory domain parameters around the existing domain name that we set up, our admin username credentials for authenticating as a domain admin, and the existing VNet and subnet that we've set up as well. So let's go ahead and click the Deploy to Azure button, just like before. That'll take us over into the Azure portal. In our subscription, it'll preload this template and provide us with a set of parameters to fill out for successfully provisioning this cluster to our Azure VNet. So this time, in the basics area, I'm going to select my same subscription that we deployed the VNet and Active Directory domain controllers to, as well as the same existing resource group that those resources are deployed to. In addition, I'm going to give a unique name prefix for my cluster. This name prefix will be used as the first few characters of each of the resources that are provisioned for this STD cluster in our resource group, so that we'll be able to easily identify them. For my storage account type, I'm going to use premium storage for fast access to disk. And for my VM size, I'm going to choose a standard DS4 V2 VM size. That's a good starting point for your VM size for STD clusters to have a good balance between CPU, memory, and network bandwidth to allow STD to work across this clustered environment. After your initial deployment, we'd encourage you to test your unique workload against this STD cluster to determine if the VM sizes should be increased to a larger VM size or can be decreased to a smaller VM size based on your workload requirements. But standard DS4 V2 is a good starting point, good rule of thumb starting point. For VM count, we're going to be provisioning two nodes in our STD cluster, each with 2 1-terabyte disks. So my VM disk size is 1,023 gigabytes or 1 terabyte, and my VM disk count is 2. So we're going to have 2 disks, each a terabyte in size, on each of the 2 VMs. 2 node clusters with 2 disks per cluster node is the minimum for deploying STD into an Azure subscription. So again, great starting point as a base deployment. And then if you need more capacity or faster disk performance, you can vary the number of disks per VM node as well. For my existing domain name and admin username, I'm going to key in the same Active Directory domain name and Active Directory domain admin username and password that I used when I was initially setting up my Active Directory and VNet environment through the first template. In addition, for my VNet, I'm going to give the resource group name, the VNet name, and the subnet name that I wish to deploy this STD cluster within. Finally, as part of the STD cluster deployment, it will also provision inside the cluster a scale-out file server role. And so we have the opportunity to enter in a name for that scale-out file server role that will be used as the SMB server name for accessing shared folders on the cluster, as well as an initial shared folder name, in this case data, that would be the first shared folder that'll automatically get provisioned as part of setting up this cluster as well. So I'm going to leave my defaults for soft name and share name, and I'll scroll down to the bottom, click the I agree to the terms and conditions, and then click the purchase button to begin the deployment process. Just like before, it'll step through the process of validating my cluster parameter values, and then once they've been validated, it will begin the deployment process. After a few minutes, the S2D cluster will be fully provisioned from the template that we selected. And back in the Azure portal, we can again browse over to our resource groups and browse into the S2D demo resource group that we deployed into. And this time we'll see that there's a larger number of deployments that have succeeded. The S2D template involves a number of different deployments as part of that overall master template. And so it shows us that all 7 of the deployments to this resource group have succeeded. And down in our resource list, we'll see a number of new resources that begin with demo 01 that were part of our S2D cluster deployment. So we see a set of storage accounts, 2 storage accounts used for holding the VM disks for each cluster node, VM0 and VM1, and then 1 storage account that's used as the cloud witness for establishing quorum across our cluster. We also see the availability set that our S2D cluster is deployed to make that highly available from a deployment standpoint, where each VM is distributed across fault domains and update domains. And then we see the VMs and the NICs themselves for node 0 and node 1 in our cluster. Now, in addition, as part of the deployment of these resources, there's also a set of PowerShell DSC configurations that get pushed into each of these VMs to fully build the S2D cluster end-to-end. So if we browse over into our remote desktop environment and connect to that first cluster node, we'll see in Server Manager on the first cluster node that we see each of our cluster nodes, cluster node 0 and cluster node 1. We also see an entry for the cluster itself and for our scale-out file server role. And in fact, if we switch over to Failover Cluster Manager, we'll see that our cluster is up and running, it's healthy. For the witness type, it's using the cloud witness, using that Azure storage account, so we don't need to provision a separate file share witness anymore with Windows Server 2016 and Azure together. We can use the cloud witness and save a fair amount of cost by not having to have a separate VM running as a file share witness. And then we see that if we go over into our roles, we'll see our scale-out file server role for FS01 is up and running. And we can manage this like any other resource within any other role within our cluster to move it to another node, to perform additional actions and whatnot. In addition, under storage, we'll see under our storage pools that we have automatically built out a cluster pool as a cluster shared volume on our cluster. And node 1 is currently the owning node for that cluster shared volume. If we test this, we just minimize our remote desktop session to our cluster node and go back to one of our domain controllers. We can actually test this just by connecting in to our share. So we'll say whack whack FS01, whack data, click OK, and boom, there's our new resource that came up. So there you have it. We've got our S2D cluster up and running and provisioned within our Azure VNet environment.
So there you have it. We have our S2D cluster, our VNet, our Active Directory domain controllers up and running with just a couple templates that made it super easy to provision and configure in our Azure subscription, all right from the Azure portal. To learn more about Storage Spaces Direct, or S2D, and Windows Server 2016, be sure to check out our Microsoft.com Windows Server Resources page. Thanks for watching this demo. Hope you enjoyed it.